Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. My name is Mark Jolliffe, sometimes called DJ Soundwave. I've even been called DJ Boombox. There's other things I've been called too, but we're not going to go through all of them because I don't want to do the show all day with just naming things that people have called me. This is the show called the Infinite Banter Podcast, and you're checking it out right now. Big up to everybody who's been listening, doing all those things, retweeting, reposting, playing, talking, telling me what you think, all those things people do when they listen to something and they listen to it. What the hell is this? Worst intro ever. On today's show, we're going down to Miami, Florida. Talk to my guy, Evaze. He's been on the show before, and he's got a new EP right now with Baked Plissken called 976. This thing is a real banger. Cannot wait to talk to him about it. Stay tuned for that. We're going to play a couple tracks from that EP as well. Had a lot of fun talking with him. He's into nerd stuff. You know, we talk about cool cars from TV shows and movies and such, and we both reveal which one's our favorite. Also, I did see the Doctor Strange movie. I'm not going to talk about it here, but maybe the next episode. I've got some mixed feelings on it, but I'll get to it eventually. And, you know, the really cool thing is on the last episode, it was episode 113, which I recorded and uploaded on Friday the 13th. So I thought that was pretty cool to mention. I didn't think to mention it as I was recording it, but in hindsight, here it is. 114, I'm talking about episode 113, released on Friday the 13th. Had to get that out before I get mad at myself for not remembering to say it. Speaking of episode 113, the last episode was Spider D, the legendary hip-hop icon himself. He came on the show, and we'll do a quick flashback right here of him on the show talking about when he went on stage before Run DMC, and it was one of their first appearances before they got really big. And Larry Smith, the legendary producer who worked on so many tracks with Run DMC and many hip-hop icons, you know, he's giving them like a little pep talk before they get on stage. So here's a clip from that. Definitely go back and check out that full episode. Had a great time talking with Spider D. Lots of hip-hop history in that one. So here we go. Flashback from episode 113 on Friday the 13th. Here's Spider D on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
Larry told us about that. He said, yo, y'all better not be whack, man. The auditioning was whack a couple weeks ago, and yo, they almost tore the place up. So now I'm like, yo, Larry, I'm sitting in the front with Larry and D and Runners in the back. I'm like, yo, Larry, chill, man. You scaring me. Said, yo, I'm just telling y'all. There's this famous picture of me on stage performing at the Fever that night, and you can see the look on Run's face. He's standing behind me on stage, and he looks nervous. But Run was always nervous. Before every show, Run was nervous. But that's just him. So it was funny, man. It was funny. I was nervous as hell because I got to come on before them.
Right.
Then I thought about it. I'm like, Smurfy's dance is a smash in this club, so what the hell am I nervous about?
Exactly.
Sure enough, as soon as they throw the record on and the hand claps start off, the crowd goes nuts. Tap, 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 tap.
I wish I can go back into a DeLorean, speaking of cars from movies and TV shows, and go see that show when Spider D comes out at the Fever and then Run DMC come out, and it's before, you know, the Run DMC that we got to know not much after that. That's just legendary stuff, and I just wish I was there. I remember as a kid, I wanted to go to the Together Forever tour. It was Run DMC and the Beastie Boys. It was 87. I really wanted to go to that, but I mean, I was like 10 or 11 years old, and there's no way I could have went, of course, but that would have been something. I mean, that's up there with like Fresh Fest and Smoking Grooves tours, like tours I never got to go to or never saw, and I would definitely go back and try to check them out now. I mean, just some legendary artists and groups, and you take it for granted as you get older, especially now with COVID and stuff. You know, concerts aren't like they used to be, and it's like, man, there's so many great shows that I didn't get to see, and or so many great acts that they can't perform anymore because somebody's passed or they've broken up or whatever. And yeah, it just definitely makes you reminisce about those old days and those concerts that were so legendary. And we're still talking about it today in 2022. And one last thing, I did do a poll online. So the Infinite Torture segment is coming back in a couple episodes here. I've got three movies that you could choose from. Beastmaster, which has been on the last poll, and I'm definitely stuffing the ballot box for that one. Samurai Cop 2 and Frogs Frogs is a Sam Elliott movie. He was in Roadhouse, so it'd be the second Sam Elliott movie I do for Infinite Torture. The trailer is pretty funny. They just show a frog croaking and then somebody screaming, and I assume they died. I don't know. It looks really bad, but I'm really looking forward to watching that someday, even if it doesn't win this poll. But go on Twitter. I have a poll on there right now that's good for about a week, and I've been putting on Instagram stories here and there a poll as well. Right now, Beastmaster seems to be winning. Samurai Cop 2 is in second place, and Frogs, nobody seems to want to vote for Frogs. I'm shocked. But anyway, go on there, check it out, and we'll see which movie ends up winning for the next segment of Infinite Torture. But this is Infinite Banter. We got Evaze on the show today. Check out this show on all streaming platforms. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. You can go on YouTube. There's clips of past guests on there. Just type in Infinite Banter on the search bar. And online, you can follow the show at Infinite Banter Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, places like that. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk to Evaze. Let's talk about his new EP, 976. But before we do anything, the show never begins until the one and only DMC says this.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
So before we talk to Evaze about his new EP with Baked Plissken 976, let's go ahead and play a track. This one right here is Might Catch Me. And I really like how he sets it off, because he talks about you might catch him at a comic shop, you might catch him here, you might catch him there. I definitely can relate to a lot of it, and it's definitely a spot I used to go to, be the comic book shop. We talk about it in the interview, so I'm not going to say too much here. Just stay tuned for that. But here we go, Might Catch Me from Evaze, from his new EP 976 with the one and only Baked Plissken here on the Infinite Banter Podcast. And on the other side of this track, we'll talk to the man himself, Evaze, about his new EP. So here we go. Might Catch Me, Evaze, Baked Plissken on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
Tryna blow the fuck up by my mama a crib. Don't stress me out, cause I don't need drama from a rib. But I got brown skin, so I might see drama from a pig. Come through with the low eyelids and burn some twigs. Chop it up, bump some big, homie, you ain't fucking with the kid. Jump in a cypher, spit a 16 that I slid. Use a mark like Skid, looking for the Nancy to my Sid. You might catch me at a vinyl auction, placing a bid. You'll be true with your actions, some shit can't be undid. I fuck with the ink like Squid, gotta unearth what you did. Never feed the ego, and never feed the id. You popping off a bunch of fake shit like a squid. Yo, if shorty got thick ass thighs, I'm calling dibs. Coming off the top like a wig, me they trying to get rid. I'ma just bring out the machete, leave him all covered in red. I just appear, say some pretty shit, then poof him off the grid. You might catch me on the low doing this and that. You might catch me at the job just writing some raps. You might catch me in the studio puffing and a sipping. But you'll never catch me on some sucker shit slipping. You might catch me at a tie spot chilling with the rain. You might catch me in the cut at a Marlins game. You might catch me in a comic shop looking for a gem. But you'll never catch me messing with a fake bitch again. I'm Bo Jackson with the craft, yeah, he fades of all trades. Might catch me with a fade, writing some shit on the page. Chilling with shorty point stickers on barricades. Yeah, we all stuck in a cage like fucking rats in a maze. But I figured it out, I'm no longer in a daze. No maps and no ways, it's all a trap for the grave. Yeah, you walking around freely, but you're still a mental slave. Still shackled to the idea of a minimum wage. Living in post-apocalyptic days, so press play. I'm on a fucking tirade and you ain't stopping this wave. Cause what you get is based on how you behave. But what you give shouldn't be based on what they gave. Rain pissed in your parade, rain forever in the county of Dade. I'll slice you with a blade, yeah, you're right to be afraid. I beat an MC like he just came home with bad grades. Even make you bring me the belt, leave your bitch ass full of welts. You might catch me on the low doing this and that. You might catch me at the job just writing some raps. You might catch me in the studio puffing and a sipping. But you'll never catch me on some sucker shit slipping. You might catch me at a tie spot chilling with the rain. You might catch me in the cut at a Marlins game. You might catch me in a comic shop looking for a gem. But you'll never catch me messing with a fake bitch again.
Yo, peace, it's your boy Shoddy, showing pure gratitude to my man DJ Soundwave at the Infinite Banter Podcast. What up?
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter Podcast. I am DJ Soundwave, and right now I'm joined by an MC with a banger of an EP that's out right now called 976. Welcome back to the show, one of the nicest MCs in the game, right from Miami, Florida, the one and only Evaze. What's up, dude?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Man, glad having you back on here, man. You're an exclusive company, by the way. Not many have been on more than once. So, first of all, big up for coming back on here. And
I appreciate you having me back, man. It's an honor.
Without a doubt, man. The 976 coming on the 224 or the 312, whatever area code out here in the Chicago area we want to use. Man, this is a banger, man. I definitely got to give you a salute for this one. Talk about the concept of this when you first came up with the idea that you and Bake Pliskin were going to put this together.
Yeah, I mean, it happened. This was like about a year ago in the making. It was about a year in the making. He sent me some beats, and I just started writing to him. We recorded them. It took a while for it to all get mixed and mastered because, you know, life gets in the way sometimes.
But, indeed.
Yeah. So we got it done finally. And yeah, man, like everything just kind of came together at the last minute. I had one different album cover first, and I don't know, it just wasn't like, it just didn't feel right. So then I ended up just taking some pictures, and I got some pictures of the highway, in which, like, Pliskin is from Kendall, which he's also, like, he represents Miller. I'm from Bird Road, so it has, there's like both of our streets in the same shot. And it just felt right. I don't know. I just threw the 976 on because that's like the state road for that road. And I don't know. It just came together, man. Yeah, naturally.
No doubt, man. And yeah, you see that cover, it kind of has like an eerie vibe to it. It's kind of dark out. Like, it's do you want to get off this expressway? Do you want to stay on? It's like you see that 976 sign about to get off. And yeah, no doubt, man. The cover's cool.
Those Miami thunderstorms.
Yeah, right. Mad feeling this EP, man. And I'm a comic book nerd, so you already know where I'm going with this one. I mean, first off, the first track called Adamantium. I mean, for my Wolverine heads out there, you know what that's about, man.
I just wrote it. I remember when I just wrote it, it just came out of me. And I don't know why. The beat just, as soon as I heard the beat, and it was on, so I was on some other shit. I was like, I was pretending to be like a, like, what if Wolverine rapped? Like,
right?
What would that sound like? So I don't know. I was probably, you know, hitting a J at the time, and it just flowed out of me. I was saying some crazy shit on there, talking about like red beaches, mermaids covered in leeches. I was saying some crazy shit.
And Wolverine's known for smoking cigars, but there might have been a little bit of something else in that cigar. We don't know, right? Might have been a blunt.
It helps him regenerate.
Yeah, man. Right. Those blades just don't come out on their own. Sometimes he needs a little extra assistance. But and back to the comic book theme, I mean, the next track, Might Catch Me, when you said that line about you might catch me at a comic book shop, I was like, damn, I need to get to my local shop. It's been a minute since I've been in there and, you know, bought something off the rack. Talk about doing that and all the things they might catch you doing in that track.
Yeah, that track just kind of like, it was one of those fun tracks where I just like started writing it, and I was ending the bar with the same cadence, the same rhyme, the fucking id, squid, red. I was like, you know what, let me just continue this all the way through. And I did it. It was fun. And then, like, you know, the hook just kind of came to me, you know, it just might catch me. You might catch me here. You might catch me there. And definitely comic shop is definitely like, I usually hit up every comic book day, which is just passed actually.
Yeah, a couple right.
So I went out there that day, and I usually stock up on comics that day. I'll go randomly just to pop in, just see what's happening. I just love being in a comic shop. Like, it's just the whole, it's a good vibe. It's a good feeling.
I used to joke that the one I go to out by me, shout out Comic Revolution, it was like my Cheers. Like, it would be like the bar, but without drinks.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, shout out to fucking Frank's Comics, Max Comics. Got A&M over here. This year, I went to Corka Comics. But yeah, man, there's a lot of dope shit out there.
Because you always hear the barbershop is where people, you know, do their politicking and all that. But to me, it was the comic shop. And that's where I would do a lot of that, talking about, obviously, comic books, but, you know, what movies are coming out, or just, you know, bugging out about something, you know, talking shit about something. But
yeah, man, I mean, the comic shop and just anywhere, just so we can just talk shit and just vibe, you know.
What's some of the titles you like reading? Is there something you're reading right now, or what's some of your favorites?
Man, I like a lot of obscure shit. Like, yeah, I'll fuck with some of the Marvel stuff, even some of the DC shit, but I like recently I got got a bunch of Masters of the Universe comics. Wow. Like some He-Man.
I did see that rebooting that. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of those. I like the old X-Files comics too. They're on IDW Independent. It's an independent brand.
Right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. I recently came on. They have the Fight Club 3. I don't know if you heard of that. They made a sequel to Fight Club. They have Fight Club 2 in comic form, and they just dropped Fight Club 3. Yeah, and they're both like in comic form. Yeah,
that's pretty crazy. So you're not reading like Spider-Man and typical stuff.
Yeah,
I mean you're getting
not too much. Yeah, not too much. I like more like just weird, obscure shit. Graphic novels. There's a whole graphic novel on The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The whole series is like the whole movies, but it's the same movies, same everything, just in graphic novel form.
And for people listening, everybody's aware of it now. I mean, we get hit with it every weekend, it seems like, when a movie comes out. But, most of the good movies and TV shows are based on comic books, and they're not all the superhero variety. That's what a majority of them are. But there's a lot really good. Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. I used to love The Boys back in the day when I used to read that one. I was like, this will never be a show. And what the heck?
I never even knew that was a comic until the show came out.
Right.
I'm like, oh. Yeah, okay. This is dope.
It's crazy. If you read the comic, you're like, how did they do this? And I'm still amazed that they even put that into a show.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's the same guy who drew Punisher and Preacher and stuff like that. So it's just like bananas.
Okay, yeah.
Getting back to the EP, man, 976, we're talking with Evaze. You Never Know was another track that caught me. I mean, a lot of great songs on here. Talk about that track.
Yeah, man, You Never Know. That came... it's just like, you walk through life and you just go out there and you see people, you interact with people, and you never know what the fuck people are dealing with,
Correct, yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, at that time, like, my mom had gotten cancer, and she's all good now, but, like, it's like you just don't know. You meet people throughout the day, you see them at the gas station, you see them here, see them there, and you might curse someone out. You're like, it's just like you don't know what they're dealing with. They got shit. Everybody's going through shit, and they don't really talk about everything. So it's just, I'm like, I just wanted to put that into song form. Yeah. And I've heard from a lot of people that it's like they've started to think twice about how they treat people and shit. Like, even people in traffic and shit. Like, you never know. People are just going through their own shit,
That's important, man, because, when I first played it, at first you're like talking about how somebody's, cut you off or something like that. And you're like, ah, what a jerk. Yeah. And then you really brought it to another level. You're like, well, you don't know, this guy last night had this problem and this person had this issue. And it definitely made me think a lot, as you're thinking about, you go to you go to a restaurant or something, you think like the waiter's being a jerk, but you have no idea what that person went through before you sat down. Right.
Yeah.
You don't know what their paycheck looks like. I got to give you props for that, because if anybody listens to that song, if you get like two or three people to be like, I'm gonna be different to people and not treat them all. Hey man, you're doing good work. I mean, that's that's a compliment.
I appreciate that, man. It's just something I think about. I'm in my own daily life, I think about that shit. So it's like, and I've never really heard a song or someone that made a song about that, so I like to just to push it out there that no one's ever heard.
No doubt. Or
different concept, different perspective on shit,
Yeah, man, that's just crazy. And like I said, when I heard it, you gave all the different examples of different people who at first you'd want to, maybe punch them or call them a name. And then you look back at it like, well, you don't know what they're going through, so you might be doing the same thing. And no, salute. That one definitely, like, out of all the tracks, stuck with me the most. But big salute on that one. Yeah, no doubt, man. And Old Book was another track I wanted to bring up on here. Of course, I'm a big There Will Be Blood fan. So as soon as I heard the Milkshake line, I was like, yeah, my man.
Yeah, man, Danny Plainview.
No doubt, man. Anybody hasn't seen that movie, go check it out. But yeah, for sure.
For sure. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of that movie. I'm always throw movie references in my rhymes. That's just like, it's a part of me. Like, it's always going to be there. That track, that was actually the first one recorded out of the whole EP. That one was like the oldest one. It was supposed to go on my solo album, but I just threw it on with the Plissken tracks because it fit the whole vibe. I don't know. I heard the beat and I remember Plissken played it and I started writing the hook right away. I'm like, yo, that beat's dusty, man. Like, I just started going, that beat's dusty like the pages of a notebook, and it just came to me, man. Yeah. It was fun. Man. That was a good one.
Nah, and like I said, I know you like movies and TV shows and such. You know, you had that album with the Breaking Bad theme to it. And then, of course, I think I saw on your Instagram, you went to, where did you go? Where I saw like a bunch of pictures of like Freddy Krueger type stuff or, you know, a lot of horror movie memorabilia and things, cars and such.
Yeah. Last weekend we went to Orlando and they have like a... There was two spots. There was one, which is the car museum, like all movie cars. And movie cars and a bunch of other type of cars. So like just cars in general. They had like cars from Europe. They had a bunch of weird, just weird cars. And they had a whole movie section. Yeah, man, they had Kit. They had fucking all the Batman cars. It was awesome, man. I loved it.
Do you have a favorite one? Yeah. Like if you could jump into one and take off with it, which one would that be?
I'm a huge Knight Rider fan, you know.
That's a nice one.
It would be fucking in the Kit, yeah, without a doubt.
I'm thinking for me, like I've thought about this a lot. I mean, the Torino and Starsky and Hutch is just
That one's dope.
That with the red and the white stripe on it. As a kid, I liked the Dukes of Hazzard car, but I ain't feeling that crap on top of the car. As a kid, I didn't know what that meant, but you know, f that car now.
Yeah.
That Knight Rider one for sure. That's a great one.
And the other location was Planet Hollywood. You know, I don't know if you've ever been there. It's been a minute. I haven't been there since I was younger.
Right.
But they have a whole Planet Hollywood, and they have all these fucking, like, props and, like, memorabilia from movies. Yeah, I was bugging the fuck out. I was loving that shit.
Back in the day, we used to have a Planet Hollywood here in downtown Chicago, but that's... I think it's been like 20 years since they closed it, so I don't think there's even one around here anymore.
Yeah, they used to be back when, like, Arnold and Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis owned it, and they all closed. I think they reopened them in certain spots. Like this one was in like the Disney area of Orlando, so it was like a big tourist spot.
No doubt, man. I got to talk about this album again too, because I like the vibe of it, man. It kind of feels like futuristic in a way, but it's kind of grimy at the same time. Were you guys feeling that at all, or was Bake just like, this is how we're gonna do it?
I mean, he was throwing me beats at me, and I'm like, yo, I fuck with that one. And then it was just like, I wanted beats that kind of sounded, like just futuristic, just a whole different, like boom bap, but different, like not 90s boom bap, but like 3000 boom bap. Like, what will boom bap sound like in like 10 years? And so, we threw on some grimy drums on that shit, and it just fit. I don't know. I just like the way it sounds.
Man. And the samples are dope, and the cuts on a couple of the tracks. Did he do all that too?
No, that's Pliskin.
He did that as well. Okay, nice.
He did that as well. Yeah. He's a monster with the fucking turntables. He's sick with that shit. Yeah.
Man, big salute to Baked. Man, he definitely did his damn thing on this one. And then the last track, you've got a guest feature on this one, Architects with Money Mowgli. Talk about that joint.
Yeah. So Money Mowgli is he's a Miami cat, man. He's been killing shit the last couple of years. He's one of my favorite MCs out of Miami, one of the nicest. And I heard this beat and I wanted to get him on a track. I've been on a couple features on some of his shit. And I'm like, yo, I threw this beat at him. He sent it to me. He sent me the verse a couple of weeks after. And it just came together. I had written my shit already and recorded it. He sent me his verse. He threw it on there. It just fit, man. It just sounded great. I really like that song.
Man, yeah. Every track on here, I mean, everybody listening, definitely go check it out. Where can they find it online? Is it on Bandcamp?
It's on Bandcamp. It's streaming everywhere, all the platforms, wherever you listen to music. Just look up Evaze, EVA. IZE, and it should be there, man. Yeah.
No
doubt.
If you
want to purchase it, you can purchase it on the Bandcamp. Yeah. Support.
No doubt, man. Support that 976. And is there going to be any visuals? You think you might do a video out of this this EP?
We might be shooting some stuff for it this weekend, actually. So, yeah.
Oh,
I might go with them. We might do it at a mountain first.
Oh, man. That's what's up, man. See everybody listening. Look out for that.
For sure, man.
And where can people follow you so that when you do post these videos, we know Evaze has got that hotness out there.
Yeah. Hit me up on Instagram at e.vaze, and you can hit me up on I'm on Twitter, but I'm not really active on Twitter.
Same.
Yeah.
How about your TikTok? You doing any dance videos, Evaze?
I have a TikTok, but I'm not active on that shit either. It's E to the Vase, E the number 2, D A, And Vase, eat to the Vase. I've been thinking about making little videos and shit, but I just don't got time, man.
Nah,
I don't
know how man.
These people make so much fucking time to do shit.
I mean,
it's like, fuck. I don't know. It's a whole new world. It's a whole new world for me, man.
Well, yeah, because you're busy in the studio making these tracks and putting these albums together, and it's like, oh, by the way, do you want to do a 45-second video of whatever on TikTok?
I mean, I was thinking about doing some shit, like a whole, like, series on like just my on like hip-hop albums, like reviewing hip-hop albums. Like if I can do anything, it'll probably be some shit like that, like, you know.
Yeah,
like just talk about an album, talk about every song, and just give shine to like old albums that people have forgotten about and shit, you know. I might do that, we'll see.
There you go, man. And you talked about it a little bit, you know. People talked about You Never Know, and I love the beat on that one too, by the way. That is eerie as hell.
Oh, yeah,
it fits the, you know, just the content of what that track's all about. Have you gotten a lot of feedback about the EP as a whole, or is any other tracks getting some
Man, people fuck with it, man. A lot of people purchased it as well. I appreciate everyone who purchased it and supported it in any way, whether they shared it, listened to it. Yeah, man, we got a lot of great feedback from it. A lot of people, from like various people I don't even know and shit, which is great. It's awesome.
That's what's like, you never know, you might see Vase in the Knight Rider car. You never know. Driving to a comic shop.
You never know, man. You never know.
Evaze, the door is open. Evaze.
Yeah, right? That'd be cool for a video.
Somebody got that reference. I don't know. Didn't Busta Rhymes sample the Knight Rider theme way back in the day?
Did.
So
he did sample that shit. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Man, big up Evaze for coming on here, man. A big salute. Definitely, I got to thank you for doing that drop for the 100th episode. A lot of people contributed to it, and mad props for you contributing to that episode and this one, and any other time you want to come on. You know the door is always open.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man.
Once again, hit people up where they can follow you, find the record, and anything you want to promote. What's coming next, man? I know you're talking about the videos. Is there another album in the works? You got another EP or anything?
Yeah, I'm still mixing the next solo album. It's Destruction is a Form of Creation. I'm still working on that. And after that comes the epilogue. I'm working on some shit. It's an EP with my boy Da Vinci. It's called Indio Viejos. That's going to be dope as fuck, too. It's a little different than what people might have heard from me.
Let me translate. Was that old? Wait a minute. Old people? I'm trying to do my Spanish. What was that? How's that translate?
Indio Viejos. That's old Indian.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. We're both I'm like my background is Nicaraguan. And Da Vinci, he's also Nicaraguan as well. He produced it. And so we're just, two Nicaraguans just working on shit. So
there you go.
We call it. Indio Viejo is actually like a food, like a certain dish, a Nicaraguan dish. And so we're working on that. That should be done soon. What else? I'm also working with DJ Proof. He worked with H2O.
Yeah.
He worked with him on a couple albums back.
That Waterproof album, right?
Yeah, that shit was insane. I love that. That shit was dope.
Big shout out
to H. So me and him linked up, and he sent me some beats, and I just blew my mind. Wait till you hear this shit, man. You're going to love it.
Oh, damn.
It's about half recorded already, all right? And I'm about the other half. I got like two more songs to write, so I got to record those as well when that's done. So that's maybe later this year. Maybe early next year. We'll see. But I can't wait to put that shit out. That one's called Proof of Life.
Man, oh, I like how you worked that title in there. Yeah, with his name.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Yeah.
Now we know why you're not on TikTok. He just gave like a whole list of things you're busy doing, man.
No, man, I got so much shit going on. Yeah, man. I'm also writing a script. I'm writing a screenplay.
Wow.
I'm trying to move. I'm trying to move to Orlando, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on. Plus, I have a full-time job. Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, you're spinning a lot of plates, man. But the cool thing is that what you're putting out there, heads are feeling it. And if you have not heard this 976 EP, as soon as you hear this interview, finish listening to it, go find it, go check it out. Five tracks that are just bangers on there, man. Man, big salute for coming through. Yeah, no doubt, man.
Yeah, man, appreciate you for having me, man. It's you cool peoples, man. It's always a good time.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. And definitely, whenever you're in the Chicago area, let me know if I'm ever down in Miami or Orlando, wherever you're going to be next,
for
man.
Sure.
We'll definitely come through and
I'll take you to the comic shop.
There it is, man. There's two things I like buying in other cities: records and comic books. So that's awesome.
Yo, that's funny. I do too, man. That's funny.
That's the main thing, man. You keep it nerd and hip hop at the same time.
For sure.
Man, big up Evaze, and let them know one more time where they could follow you on online and find that album, dude.
Yeah, hit me up on IG, e.vaize, E-V-A-I-Z-E. Yeah, there's a link to my link tree. I got all my links there. And check out the Bandcamp, check out the new EP, wait for the fucking new video coming out soon, and a bunch of more projects coming soon, man. Just steady dropping shit, you know?
No doubt. 976. Yeah, you got to keep it consistent, man. That's right.
Yeah, man, sure.
976 is the EP. Baked Pliskin.
Yeah, Baked Pliskin. Yeah, go. Man. Shout out to everyone who worked on it. Money Mowgli, shout out. It was just bangers.
Yeah, look for that new video too you're talking about working on. So definitely a lot to, and everything you're doing in the future that's coming, man. It's, you're just getting warm, man. It's not even.
Sure, man.
Big up, man. All right, man. Big up to Evaze. Everybody listening, go check out that new EP 976 with Baked Pliskin. Big up one more time for Evaze. I appreciate you, dude. And man,
thank you, sir. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your support, man.
Oh, anytime, man. I can't wait for people to hear this interview and hear the rest of these tracks. And just an honor always having you on here. Big up, man.
Cool, man. Thanks, man. I appreciate you, man.
Big up to Evaze. Always a blast talking with him. And definitely everybody listening, go check out that EP 976 with Baked Pliskin. You know, I gotta say real quick, because he was talking about how busy he is, and that's why he's not on TikTok and not making videos like crazy. And I definitely can relate. I definitely can relate, because I don't even know how I do these episodes here. You guys have no idea. I'm recording this stuff at like 10, 11 o'clock at night, or doing them on a Sunday, you know, just finding weird days and times to just get this content made. And it's not easy. I definitely can relate to being busy and not having time to do a dance video. Dancing all up in the video. Come to TikTok. Now, I have no interest in doing. I don't have a TikTok account. Maybe I should. Maybe I'll get more than, you know, 3 followers. But I haven't done it yet. If somebody can convince me that I need to start doing that dumb shit to start getting more followers, maybe I'll consider it. And last, you know, we're talking about the cars and everything. Yeah, F the General Lee, that one get the finger. As a kid, I used to like that show, The Dukes of Hazzard, and I thought the car was cool, but not anymore. Change that flag, change the name, and then maybe I'll be down with your car again. You know, I got to give a big up to the new Batman movie, because they had in there a version of that car, a Dodge Charger. Souped up, of course, and that one was pretty cool. So as far as cars and movies and stuff, I think of the most recent things I've watched, that car definitely is one of the newer ones that I'm definitely mad feeling. Also, I wanted to mention, when I was talking to Evaze, I know I said area codes for the Chicago area, but I need to give shout-outs to, because 976 is an expressway near Miami, so I can't forget the expressways in my area. So shout-out to the 355, the 294, the 90, the 94, and all that. Why am I doing shout-outs to highways? So stupid. But yeah, I was doing the area code thing at the beginning of the interview, but I definitely needed to shout-out to expressways instead. So big shout-out to 355, 290, get me where I'm going, even though I don't go anywhere anymore. Big shout-out. So speaking of Evaze and the 976 EP, let's play another track. This one right here is called You Never Know. We talk about this one in the interview. Really deep track. A lot of thinking on here. You hear what he's talking about, and you start thinking to yourself, like, yeah, I've been in those situations, and I don't know what the next man is going through. So here we go. You Never Know from 976, the new EP from Baked Pliskin and Evaze, here on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
Dealing with life on the low. The cashier at the gas station probably just became a widow. Lady at the drive-thru window was told she had cancer. Tried telling your daughter, but the bitch never answered. The homeless man on your block, yeah, you seen him for years. He got a family looking for him, every night they shed tears. Dude cuts you off in traffic and you wish him dead. But the night before, his wife miscarried in the bed. We hide the pain deep inside, cover it with a smile, until the crushing weight of life hits you in the cereal aisle. The man begging your milk rapes his nephew every Saturday. Your kid's teacher sucks off a dealer for a bag of yay. Everybody got secrets behind the mask of their flesh. Your Guatemalan nanny carries a flask of the stress. This bully been fucking with the same kid for the last year. But the next time he saw him, the bully got a pencil in his ear. You never know what the next man dealing with. All that he said, she said, I'm not feeling it. Another man's shoes, yeah, you gotta get in them. Think right, act right, gotta be a better man. You never know what the next man dealing with. All that he said, she said, I'm not feeling it. Another man's shoes, yeah, you gotta get in them. Think right, act right, gotta be a better man.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
Jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
That forever in this new trap and era.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
Jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
Forever in this new trap and terror.
Life can change forever in the fraction of a second. Chasing immortality is like chasing perfection. Cause you'll never reach it, but you might come close. Every decision you make will haunt you like it's a ghost. Can't figure out a future without confronting the past. Can't stay with you forever, cause nothing ever lasts. So I live every day like I ain't promised tomorrow. Cause the only thing we're ever promised is pain and sorrow, with a little laughter and joy sprinkled in between. Missing your kid's birthday party cause you gotta make that green. But sacrifices gotta be made in pursuit of a dream, right? Yeah, you on top of the world, but it just don't seem right. Been doing this for years and I've hardly seen the payoff. But fuck it, I ain't stopping cause we never take a day off. Ain't the richest one in the room yet, but certainly not the brokest. If this was 9-5, I bet you the switch would bolt this.
Never know what the next man dealing with. All that he said, she said, I'm not feeling it. Another man's shoes, yeah, you gotta get in them. Think right, act right, gotta be a better man. You never know what the next man dealing with. All that he said, she said, I'm not feeling it. Another man's shoes, yeah, you gotta get in them. Think right, act right, gotta be a better man.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
Jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
That forever in this new trap and era.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
Jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly.
How many mics do we rip on the devil?
That forever in this new trap and era.
This is Roxy and you're listening to Infinite Dancer.
Make sure you check out my friends at the Bloody Babbles podcast.
Hey there, friends. Interested in another podcast to listen to between episodes? Well, you're in luck. Come check out Bloody Babbles podcast. We are a gaggle of babblers who talk of true crime and other gory wonderment. New episodes are released every Tuesday, and you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are streamed. Happy babbling, my friends.
Hey, yo, check it out. 1212. This is Nomadic Poet live from the Thoroughborough, Northwest London, representing 1520. You know what it is. We're cooling out with my man DJ Soundwave on the
Infinite Banter Show. What up? What up? Dramatic Excel in the building. DJ Soundwave, salute.
Time for you to leave, asshole.
That is Kirk Acevedo telling me to get the hell out of here, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. Big shout out to Avaze for coming on here. Big, big up. Always a pleasure having him on the show. Definitely look for everything he's doing in the future. Follow him online and check out that new EP, 976, with Baked Pliskin. Oh, but, you know, real quick before I get out of here, because, again, the door's being slammed on me and I'm not quite out of it. Go check out that poll. Vote on what movie I should put myself through for infinite torture. Your choices are Beastmaster, Samurai Cop 2, and Frogs. And if you can't find the poll, just shout it at me. Like, put it on some social media place. Just DM me, slide into my DMs, be like, man, you need to watch that Beastmaster, kid. Yes, put it in there. DM that shit. I don't care. Just tell me somehow, because right now, Beastmaster's winning, and I'm not mad about it, because that's the one I really want to watch. But I'll watch all three of these, and eventually I'm probably going to watch all of them. Speaking of movies, I want to give a shout-out to my guy Rudy, because we were talking about Fred Ward, who had passed away, and I'm a big fan of Tremors, a movie he's known for. I've been watching a lot of Fred Ward movies. There's a movie called Miami Blues with him and Alec Baldwin that's pretty good that I've watched. And I also watched Southern Comfort, which, man, that movie messed me up. That one sat with me for a couple days. And here's the crazy thing. I'm a big Predator fan. I'm not aware if Predator took anything from this movie, but it sure feels like Southern Comfort is Predator before Predator. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you got to go see it. Fred Ward is in it. Powers Booth, Keith Carradine, T.K. Carter, big cast in there. Group of National Guardsmen are going through the bayou, and on the way to their destination, they are hunted by a bunch of Cajun trappers or whatever, and they're being hunted one by one like the Predator. It's nuts. So many similarities of Predator. I mean, first off, they're trying to get to the chopper. There's a helicopter they're trying to get to. They keep seeing it. They're following it. They can't quite get to it. So there's that. Pig gets slaughtered. Very similar to Predator. As I said, you know, they're taken out one by one. But here's the thing that really connected it. And he's been in Walter Hill movies before, so it makes sense. Billy! Sonny Landham. He's in 48 Hours. He was Billy Bear. He only could play characters named Billy for some reason. And in Predator, he's Billy. He's the guy who knows something's out there. It ain't no man. We're all going to die. Like, he's that guy. He shows up in this. I mean, it's very... If you're not paying attention, you might not notice it's him. But I do, because I'm a Predator geek. There's probably more things I can't think of off the top of my head right here, but there's just so many connections to Predator. It's just nuts. And I need to look up if there's any, you know, connection to these two movies. The little bit I did research, I couldn't find that. So I'm guessing Predator was its own thing, and there's just a lot of coincidence, but it's a ton of coincidence. It seems like too much coincidence for me. And definitely anybody out there, you've not seen Southern Comfort. If you want to watch a very disturbing movie and not feel right, this is it. Go watch it. Billy, get to the chopper. Actually, Billy wasn't going to the chopper. Billy was trying to kill them before they got to the chopper in this movie. So that's just crazy. This is just a nuts movie. And Keith Carradine is on Fear of the Walking Dead. So my Walking Dead people out there, he's the guy who plays John Dory Sr. So there's a lot of connections to what I like from watching this. He's also the brother of the dude from Revenge of the Nerds. So really good cast. Definitely go check out that movie, Southern Comfort. It will definitely freak you out. It's really good, but it sticks with you. I mean, it was a hard one for me to shake off. I couldn't just watch it and just be like, oh, cool, movie. That one really stuck with me. And it's made by Walter Hill, who did Warriors, and he did 48 Hours. He did Red Heat. So he's known for these, you know, action-type movies. But this one here, this one is just plain nuts. And anybody who wants to see it, it's on Tubi, on the Tubi app. So was Miami Blues. So if you're a Fred Ward fan, I definitely got to watch Remo Williams. So, you know, my friend Rudy, who listens to the show here, he brought up Remo Williams. I will definitely check that one out. That's next on the list. That is not an Infinite Torture segment movie. That is actually something I want to watch, and it's not putting myself through any torture to see it. So rest in peace to Fred Ward. Definitely a fan of his work. And like I said, if you've seen Tremors, you definitely know one of his best movies he's ever done. All right, that's it for the show. Big shout out to Evaze. Check out the Infinite Banter podcast on all streaming platforms. Go on YouTube, type in Infinite Banter, check out clips, past guests, things like that. Rate and review the show on Podchaser and Apple Podcast, and follow the show on all digital platforms, social platforms, at Infinite Banter Podcast. All right, go vote for Infinite Torture, Beastmaster, Samurai Cop 2, or Frogs. Let me know. Check out the poll. And on the next episode, I got Jamil Honesty on here. So stay tuned for that episode as well. He has a new album with Sean Links called Bolo Young. And that album right there is easily going to be one of my top albums of 2022, without a doubt. So stay tuned for that. That will be on the next episode. We talk to Jamil Honesty about everything he's up to and that great album he has with Sean Links called Bolo Young. That's it for the Infinite Banter podcast. Shout out to Evaze. Go check out that new EP, 976. Until I do another one of these, I'm out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road.
Being on the Infinite Banner with my man Mark has been a pleasure.